So let's talk about your first campaign in 1982.
Okay.
And who were you running against, and how old were you? Let's start there.
I had just turned 28. I got out of law school in 79 and went to Okemah. I went in with what was my dad's old law firm. His partner from 1939, Dwight Tolley, was still practicing. And then his partner and my partner was Larry Parrish, who's now the district judge for Fuskie, Okmulgee, and Creek counties. So I practiced with them, the whole time I was in Okemah. Dwight Tolley passed away in March of 82. But I ran for my first elective office was actually for a vacancy on the Okemah School Board. And I can remember my dad, who didn't give me advice a lot, said, "What are you doing? You know, this isn't exactly, if you're planning on something else, you're going to get into all kinds of skirmishes here." And I said, "Well, I was asked to file, and I think it's important." So I did. As it turned out, that gave me an opportunity to meet with school boards all throughout the district to get very involved. Education's always been a passion of mine. It's been the passion in terms of public policy. So it was a great experience for me. And then that was, I ran in 1980 for the Okemah School Board. And then I ran for the legislature in 82. My opponent was a fellow by the name of Bill Robinson from Holdenville. He had been in office at that point 8 years. So I was running against a four-term incumbent. They had redistricted in 81, which moved the district around and gave provided more of the area in what I would say was my part of the district in Okfuskee and Okmulgee counties. My opponent, Bill Robinson, was in Hughes County, which is Holdenville and Wetumpka, Calvin, Stewart, those communities. We geared up. It was a fairly intense race, I think would be fair to say, and came out on top. I remember the day. It was August 24th, 1982. I had a lot of family. So I had a lot of people that hadn't really been involved in politics before, that either through associations with my family, through representing them as a lawyer. A lot of my colleagues from college and law school helped. And we put together a great effort that ended in a victory in August of 82.
And your age again was?
Just turned 28.
You had family. You had Carl Elbert going for you.
I did.
Your opposition was probably a little upset about all that.
He didn't embrace it.
And do you remember any certain issue that the two of you may have?
I certainly tried to navigate that I was going to be very much a pro-education legislator. I want to be fair. He wasn't negative on the issue, but I tried to, through my school board experience and just through what I said, what I planned to do if elected, I tried to make a distinguishing point there. We had some, there were some issues on attendance and things like that. But I think, you know, frankly, in my district from a geographic standpoint, John, went from Pittsburgh County and Pontotoc County in the southern and central part of the state, all the way up through Holdenville, Wetumpka, Okemah, Waleka, Okmulgee County, Beggs, Preston, and part of Okmulgee proper, to the Tulsa County line. So, I mean, it was geographically a very large district. You know, my memory is I tried to cover it. I tried to, you know, knock on doors. I tried to be very visible. And it was I think as much as anything else, the personal contact is what I can recall, going to some homes and knocking on doors. And they'd say, you know, we haven't had anybody here in 10 years, you know, or longer. And so, you know, great anecdotal stories. I had a retired letter carrier in one of the communities that had been retired 10 years and asked me, he said, "Could you give me 2 days? And I said, "Well, probably. What do you want?" He said, "Well, I think I just want to go around to the people I know and have you go with me. And I'm going to just, I'm not going to tell them to vote for you. I'm just going to tell them my experience with you." I checked back after the race, John, as I recall, in those precincts, I received about 88% of the vote. So things like that, that, you know, when you start, I didn't know it was going to develop that way, but it did. It worked out.
So you were in the House of Representatives for how long?
From 1982 to 1996, 14 years. The last 6 years I was Speaker of the House, so I served for 3 terms.
And you were one of the youngest?
At the time I was elected, I was the youngest in the nation.
And you were how old then?
I just turned 35.
Youngest in the nation?
Youngest in the nation.
To be Speaker of the House?
As Speaker of the House. I was at the time, I didn't realize it, was elected, and as we were getting ready for the swearing in, the chief clerk and administrator in the House said, well, the National Conference State Legislature has just contacted us, and you are, upon your swearing in tomorrow, you will be the youngest sitting Speaker of the House in the country. So, nice distinction.
But then, while there, you were House Majority Floor Leader.
I was.
You were House and Appropriations and Budget Committee Chair, House Majority Caucus Chair, and House Judiciary Committee Chair.
Correct. Well, I was candidly probably one of the events that developed that was helpful. I was selected Chair of Judiciary, John, at the end of my first term, which that normally goes to a much more senior member. I think 2 factors played into that. I was a lawyer, and contrary to a lot of popular belief, I thought of the 101 House members, you'd have 20 or 30 lawyers. And as it turns out, when I was elected, I think there were 8 or 9 in the House. So not nearly as many as you think. The other, we had a speaker's race at the end of my first year of my first term. I supported Jim Barker, who was elected. And so by virtue of that change in leadership, I think that probably was one of the reasons I was offered a, you know, what was judiciary was a prime committee chair and offered that pretty early in my career. Then I ran for caucus chair. The caucus chair position is one of only 3 that's elected by the members. I held that for 2 terms, and then I was appropriation chair for 2 years, and then majority floor leader the year before I ran for speaker. So that was my trajectory in the House of Representatives.
What traits of yours helped you land those positions, or your ability to maybe compromise or get along?
I think that helped. I think, you know, I mentioned earlier, but actually both my parents pointed out that, you know, just remember as you're in a skirmish that particularly if it's a collective group, you're going to be with them the next day too. So don't do things on one day that might not be helpful going forward. I was certainly always cognizant that you could disagree, but not, it didn't have to, it could be agreeably, it could be on good terms. So I tried to always separate the issue from the person and not get wrapped up to the point that there was still not a good relationship there. I was always cognizant that it was good to be helpful to members. You know, if a member would want me to come to their district to speak for an event or reelection, I always tried to do that within the bounds of what I could do with my, you know, I still was practicing law and other things. And so as time moved on, I think I had a reputation for doing my homework, well-versed on the issues. I think that helped. And then sometimes events just play into it. You know, the running for speaker, I was the majority floor leader. Cal Hobson took my place as the budget chairman, and Steve Lewis was speaker. Steve Lewis announced he was going to run for governor. And that immediately that set a speaker's race into motion. That race for speaker lasted almost a year, from August of 89 till right at the end of the session in 90. So events play into it. You know, I mean, if Steve Lewis had opted to not run for governor and remained in his role as speaker, it might have been several years later. That was timely for me, and I opted to get in. Cal Hobson was my principal opponent. He was a very worthy opponent, very, very capable.
Are you out hustling people, do you think, working harder?
I think that helped. Cal worked hard. I think a lot of it was probably approach. Cal was, in my view, one of the most intelligent members that we had in the House. He could be a bit combative. He always said what he felt. I may have been a little bit more diplomatic. I'm just giving you my take on it. I think both of us were well respected by the membership. I was candidly, in terms of the political spectrum, I was more moderate, middle of the road, progressive. Cal was probably viewed a little bit more towards the liberal end, and I think probably the general view of the House was more coincided more with my philosophy.